Digging into the Dirt, a humorous guide to DIY, soil testing and gardening success. Unearth the secrets of your soil and cultivate a garden. That's The Envy of Mother Nature by Amanda MacArthur. So, you've decided to give your garden a spa day and treat it to some fertilizers and lime treatments. But before you start showering your soil with goodies, let's take a moment to chat about DIY soil testing because your garden deserves to know its own DNA. Right? Why soil testing? It's like a garden DNA test. Picture this. Your garden, sitting in a tiny lab coat, anxiously awaiting its results. DIY soil testing is the key to ensuring your soil is as healthy as a bodybuilder on a green smoothie diet. It's like a spa day for your garden, without the cucumbers on its eyes. Every 3 to 5 years, grab a soil sample and send it for testing. Think of it as the garden's version of a checkup, but way more fun. What soil testing achieves, the pH dance. The rock star of soil tests is pH testing, and you can do it at home. It's like the garden's version of checking its mood. Too high, and it's a toxic dance party. Too low, and it's a nutrient-deprived disco. Without the right pH, your plants might as well be dancing solo. If you're really serious about your soil's well-being, get a soil testing kit. It's like sending your garden's DNA to a swanky lab. The results will spill the tea on your soil's texture, acidity, and nutrient levels. It's like Tinder for your garden finding the perfect match of nutrients. Soil testing services. Because your soil deserves the VIP treatment. There are more soil testing services than there are gardening gloves in a shed. Some even come with subscriptions because your soil deserves a personalized plan for success. Imagine your garden getting weekly motivational texts, urging it to grow and bloom. Or, if you're a bargain hunter, universities like Cornell or UMass might test your soil for you. But be warned, they might not spill all the juicy details. It's like getting a mystery box, you never know what's inside. How to test your soil at home gardening, CSI style. For the DIY enthusiasts, there's the Lusterleaf Rapid Test Soil Test Kit. It's like CSI. But for gardening, grab a trowel, avoid clumps like a gardening ninja, mix with water, and voila, your garden's secrets revealed in living color. It even comes with suggestions on how to fix your soil, like a gardener's magic spell book. And for the pH divas out there, try the vinegar test. It's like a mini science experiment, and who said gardening can't be a bit geeky? 1. The Alkaline Adventure. Grab 2 tablespoons of soil and toss them into a bowl. Now, add a splash of drama with 1/2 cup of vinegar. Watch the magic happen. If you see some fizzy action, you've just unveiled your alkaline soil superstar. 2. The Acidic Expedition. Take another 2 tablespoons of soil, yes, we're still playing detective. Mix it up with some distilled water in your trusty bowl. Sprinkle in 1/2 cup of baking soda and get ready for the show. If you catch your soil bubbling or fizzing, congratulations, you've discovered your acidic soil sensation. But wait, there's more to this garden pH party. If your soil doesn't throw any fizz or fuss during these tests, it's the James Bond of soils neutral and mysterious. Neutral is okay, unless your plants prefer alkaline or acidic soil. Just remember, when your soil's pH goes off the charts, your plants might be in for a wild ride of nutrient adventures. Or toxic surprises. Amending your soil after DIY soil testing, the garden spa day continues. Got your results? Now what? It's time for the garden spa day to continue. Depending on what your results are, here are some additives you use. pH drama. Combat acidity with lime-based compounds or throw in some baking soda. It's like soil Botox for your garden. Nitrogen boost. Give your garden a lush foliage makeover with manure or compost. Think of it as a green smoothie for your plants. Phosphorus power, rock phosphate. The superhero for roots, flowers, and succulent fruit. It's like giving your garden a protein shake, but for plants. Potassium party, green sand or wood ashes. Because every garden needs a little potassium kick. It's like a workout for your plants, making them strong and disease resistant. Bonus tip, earthworms, the garden party guests. A healthy garden is like a hot spot for earthworms. The old farmer's almanac says if your soil is 50 degrees Fahrenheit and wormless, it's time for more organic material. It's like inviting the cool kids to your garden party.